Blog Talk Radio. This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Good day, good day. Welcome to the Digital Drummer, Jim Newsom with Urban Tech Fair Talk on the radio. Hi, Jim, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, sir.
I'm really excited tonight about our guest, Al Washington. He's doing some fantastic things in terms of bridging the diaspora.
All right. Yes, Al is president of the Africa-USA Chamber of Commerce. And you can visit the chamber right now by going to www.africa-usa.org. And this way you can learn a little bit more about the Chamber of Commerce as the show goes on. And then he's going to share more with us about the Pan-African Global Trade Conference, right?
Yes, he's currently putting on a conference, international conference, that's going to be promoting the arts as well as goods and services. It's going to be full of workshops and a lot of information, and it's going to be a good connect for those that are into networking and meeting the right people.
All right. Now, if you'd like to call in so you can speak with our guest or with Mr. Jim Newsom, the call-in number is 646-716-7994. Again, that call-in number is 646-716-7994. Now, you can call in to listen or call in to speak. If you want to speak, please press the number 1, and that way we will know that you would like to also speak. Now, we do have a caller on the line. I'm not sure if they want to speak or not, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to open up. Okay, yes, our caller does want to speak, so I'm going to bring our caller on. All right, Jim?
All right.
Okay. All righty. Okay, hello.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hello, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. Now, Jim, this is Herschel from Friends of the African Union.
How are you doing, Herschel? It's so good to have you on the call tonight. This should be real interesting with your background in the African Union and Al's experience in African commerce. I know you two are going to have a lot to talk about.
Well, you know, one of his partners is Nigerian, and a funny story there, because I was working for Guinea at the time. I became persona non grata in Nigeria. My stepmother flew into Nigeria from Senegal, and they put her back on the plane.
Oh.
It you know, Africa is 55 nations, okay, each with their individual, and so I'm looking forward to talking to the brother and seeing that his organization has been in the business since 87. That was about the time that I had left Washington and was in the civilian sphere. So, yes, definitely. He started back at Tom Bradley's day.
Yes, those are the good old days. Al has been very prominent in the urban tech fair here in L.A. Him and Ken Walwood have really been pushing for an October set date. And, you know, they're looking to do some big things here in L.A. relative to opening up new markets and in Africa and being able to export those type of digital goods and services that we can create through STEAM. Science,
well, you know,
technology.
Africa. Go ahead.
Yes, you know, that's a new term now, STEAM. Science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
Right, STEAM. Oh, STEAM, okay. I was trying, because I was going to say, well, how do I say, Jim, it's that, you okay?
Jim.
All right. Yeah, yeah, Jackie, she knows me so well. I was going to say something about this. Okay, all right, so that must be a California thing, okay? It hasn't reached us in the Midwest and on the coast yet, okay?
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is that, you know, in order to be good at the arts, whether you're talking about music, drawing, and so forth, it expands your understanding of logic and problem solving vis-a-vis math and engineering. So they kind of work hand in hand. And from a dot-com world, you know, graphics and drawing and user interfaces, engineering are all central to any type of app or software.
And then
definitely.
Also, too, you know, everything is still derived from the people. So to understand the people and the culture and what's going on, the arts is the great communicator. And so, the arts is always important in a society and in the development and growth of a society and culture. So,
Jackie, do you know that we agree? We agree. mark this down as a historic day on Blog Talk Radio on June 30th. On this historic month, okay, you think President Obama has negotiations, okay? But
well. If you two, I'm assuming, Jackie, that Al hasn't called in yet?
No, he has not called in yet. Did you give him a call-in number?
Yeah, why don't you and Herschel talk over the OKI-UTF for a minute and explain to the listeners about what we're doing in Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana area while I try to reach out to Al.
All right, then. Okay, and I guess what I need for you to do, Herschel, Jim and I were just speaking yesterday, and I was letting him know that I basically have the website done and that I want to unveil it Saturday at our national conference. And I said I've listed all the participating cities, but I have to go back and put, you know, the detailed information as far as links. And then he said, did you put Cincinnati? I said, well, I had an OKI. He said, well, do you have Cincinnati? So he said I needed to add Cincinnati /OKI. So maybe it would be great to tell us about, you know, Cincinnati as a city and its relevance to the OKI.
All right, so the Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana is a region in three states that has about 2 million people in it, okay? And Out of that 2 million people, 225,000 are African American. And it's centered around Cincinnati, which has the America's largest diamond dealer, Kroger, with 300 stores, Procter & Gamble. GE is headquarters here, plus we have about 6% of America's wealth is managed from Cincinnati. Cincinnati's claim was it was Chicago before there was Chicago. And during the heyday of the city and its most influence was during the Second Civil War, 150 years ago. And it actually was an industrial center that through 1900, it actually was the industrial center in the Midwest. But with the coming of Chicago and the growth in the late 1800s, it lost its prominence but kept major corporations. So the Urban Tech Fair movement, which was conceived and produced by Jim Newsom and yourself, who have made it happen, over a year ago, we at Cincinnati Change, which is our local nonprofit organization, along with our for-profit companies, came into an agreement with Jim to create a OKI UTF, and it turned out that there was already a city manager that was already interested in making Cincinnati a go-to place. And so we agreed last year that we would do this together, and we proceeded to do that. But for some reason, during last year, the latter part, I had a heart attack last year in July, and I could only do so much, and I was standing up Friends of the African Union on that call. And so I left it up to Bill to continue with the OKI, where I was gonna we were gonna come together in December, and it just never gelled. Okay, and we never came back together. So there's two sites. Okay, there's the OKI Urban Tech Fair site that is managed by Bill, and I've not been able to have any input in that site since the beginning. And then the second site is under current city manager site, which is under the FAU.net/OKIUTF, standing for the Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana Urban Tech Fair, which would be hosted at the with the parents of the city's STEM. We're old school here. Okay, we're still we're working with Taft Elementary School. That's P-6, and then creating the Wi-Fi district going down to Hughes, which is the STEM high school, 7-12, and right in between those two schools is the university, which adds the 13-20 component. So our Wi-Fi net would reach all three, which are part of the P-20 STEM network that's in place here and meeting some of the goals as a regional showcase, providing access to education while promoting commerce.
Okay. Well, that is great. So now we understand Cincinnati's just also a player. But it's Cincinnati, which is still part of the OKI, and Cincinnati is a city, and but there's still the entire region that Herschel Daniels is in charge of, as far as the Urban Tech Fair. I'm gonna just add Cincinnati/OKI so everyone understand. They're together. But, everything will point to the OKI site, and, you'll explain everything.
I'll send you the link. What we did is we created, a specific aspect of dealing with wireless technology that when we were doing that, we were basing on establishing a patent pool and infrastructure. And then Jim came up, 6 weeks ago with participating in the National Day of Civic Hacking.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, Jim, can we ride on the back of that? And he said, "Well, what are you planning on, Herschel?" With caution in his voice. and I said, "Well, tell you what. Let's can we do a hack framework that is based on the idea of the Google grant and as an extension." So what we did was to do as part of the Urban Tech Fair's National Day of Civic Hacking, where it called for, the hack was called We Can Fix It, okay? And you can look at that at the National Hacking, and you'll see it. We Can Fix It. So we asked Jim to extend that on June 2nd when he did the conference call to June 30th and granted us permission. So today what we are asking for as part of OKI UTF is for $400,000 grant for the Urban Tech Fair license, the OKI UTF production cost, the multimedia advertising and marketing campaign, the Erase the Digital Divide through implementation of the FAU Congresses here in Cincinnati, and bring all that together under a grant from an organization like we settled on Google, because of a variety of ideas, and that way we could use the technology, erase the digital divide. You did notice I said erase, not bridge. Okay, we don't want to bridge it. We want to erase it for that. That's the whole idea, is that if we can erase the digital divide, we can then set, as Jim has said, and you have repeated many a time, to set the model that catches on a local basis the necessary support for the 10 cities that run out under the Urban Tech Fair brand. And so OKI UTF is one of those cities, and we at Cincinnati Change, our fiduciary nonprofit, Friends of the African Union, we look forward to working with you and Jim on that implementation.
All right, that's great. Well, Jim, and hopefully Al is on the line, so I'm going to open up for everyone. So, Jim, and is this Al? Al?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yes,
sir. We can hear you.
Okay.
Welcome to the Digital Drummer Blog Talk Radio Show. We have Herschel Daniels, our regional director for OKI UTF. Out of Ohio, OKI stands for Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana. He's setting up that area relative to the Urban Tech Fairs that will be taking effect in that region. And he's also involved and was interested in speaking with you relative to your global conference that you have planned, the African World Trade Conference. So I guess since we're starting out a little bit late, it would probably be best if you give us an introduction about you, your activities, and what the trade conference is all about.
Okay, well, thank you for the opportunity. What the conference is, it's called the Pan-African Film and Entertainment Investment Summit. And we're doing that summit in collaboration with Trend Television, or Trend TV, which is based in Lagos, but actually broadcast to all 53 African nation states, content that comes out of Nollywood and the Pan-African diaspora. So we're looking at continuing something we've been doing for the last 3 years, which essentially is conducting Pan-African investment, trade and investment conference to provide opportunities for investment in the diaspora and in Africa as a whole. So we're trying to feature investment opportunities and also provide opportunities for Africans to look at the Pan-African diaspora as an investment opportunity for them as well. So that's why I featured as a Pan-African conference, as a bilateral Pan-African conference. So our event in December is focused on film and entertainment, And the goal is to begin to look at Pan-African content from not only the from Africa, but also from the Caribbean, from Central and South America, from Europe, and even from the U.S., and begin to create a platform for not only investment, but also for investment in distribution and production and in the expansion of the effort, so that we can improve the quality of what's being done, as well as opportunities for people to market their product, not just within their own particular region, but also internationally. And this is being done. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, sir. You finish.
Yeah, this is being done in part in response to the African Union's invitation for the diaspora to become a member of its deliberative body as a sixth region. So we've been working with an organization called the Sixth Region Diaspora Caucus since 2006 to look at a way to implement the invitation. And the result of that has been the conferences setting up trade centers in Ghana and in Ethiopia, and a couple here in the U.S., one in L.A., one in, I think we're in North, we're in South Carolina, yeah, we're in South Carolina. And we're looking at expanding that so that when we go to Nigeria in December, we'll have, hopefully, we'll be able to set up a trade center there as well.
All right.
Well, I know Herschel is biting at the bit, but one of the things that Jackie likes to do, Jackie's the producer of the show,
right,
relative to introducing our guests, is our motto at the Urban Tech Fair is discover Silicon Valley in your own backyard. You're based
right
here out of L.A., and I know that you've been active in the L.A. community. So can you give us
right
a little background on yourself and how you got involved and what your passion is in terms of supporting the community? And then we'll let Herschel get at you.
Jim and Al, just before we move on, I wanted to ask you a quick question since you're talking about the film and entertainment and distribution. Have
right
you ever looked at the Affirm model?
No, I haven't.
African American Film Festival Releasing Movement.
Okay.
It's www.affrm.com. And this is a movement that's been going on about 3 to 4 years. And it started by Duvet is her name, and she's out there in L.A. But what she's been able to do is to actually get independent films into mainstream through starting this movement through the festivals. And in L.A. is the Pan-African Festival, Film Festival. And then the different festivals in each city. And each city takes responsibility for doing grassroots mobilizing of community members to support a film. And so they set up this network, and they start housing it with a limited release. They choose a film, then they do a limited release, and they get to every city, and it's been very successful that they've been always been able to move past the limited release because they've been selling out on opening night. And that's been a successful model that is working, and I know it's been about 4 to 5 films already that they've gotten through. So I was just wondering if you had looked at that model.
The producer of the L.A. African Film Festival, James Burke, is one of your partners, isn't he, Al? Al, are you still there?
Oh, I'm sorry. For some reason, Al went mute. Let me get him back. Okay.
Hello?
Al? Okay, you're back live.
All right.
I'm sorry, Al.
I'm working with James Burke on this project in Nigeria. I'm working with him in his Global Urban Media Initiative, which is going to be an important part of what it is we're trying to do at the conference as a whole. So this Affirm group that you just talked about is a perfect collaborative that I would like to talk to and hopefully even feature at the conference, because what we're looking at is trying to actually create an international network of organizations that are actively involved in producing and distribution of Pan-African content. So, yeah, no problem. I'd love to be able to hook up with that.
Yeah, okay, I was just sharing that. Now, Al, the world wants to know, who is Al Washington, the person? Who's the man, and then what's your claim to fame and your tech passions?
Well, all right. Well, I'm not famous, thank God, but I do have a passion. And my passion is to reestablish economic as well as cultural connections between Africa and the Pan-African diaspora, with a particular emphasis on African-Americans, who seem to have lost sight of the fact that they do have a continental homeland that is that they can establish linkages with, just as the Chinese have relationships with China and Japanese have relations with Japan. We have and must reestablish our cultural and economic relations with Africa. It's got to be more than just a cultural hookup. It's got to also be economic. And the time is now for us to do it, and like ever before. Now, what I'm talking about is nothing new. This is what Marcus Garvey was trying to establish when he was active in the U.S. W. E. Du Bois was talking about it. So all of their contemporaries, to a certain degree, were focused on Africa from an economic as well as a cultural perspective. So I'm not talking about anything new. I'm just talking about basically going back to what our ancestors have already taught us and to actively work to reestablish those connections in every industry sector as possible. But the film and entertainment industry seems to provide a natural bridge, because people love film, they love entertainment, they love African-American and African celebrities, and there's also a very strong passion for producing that type of work internationally. So we're looking there, but we're also looking at other industry sectors as well. As for myself, I'm born and raised in L.A. I have a background primarily as an educator and an artist, but I've been working in a number of different areas of the city throughout my life, including politics, the unions. I was a political director for a major union here in L.A., but for the last, I'm also a minister. I'm an ordained AME minister, and I also am currently working as an associate minister at a church, Baptist church in Los Angeles. Here in LA on the 83rd and Figueroa. But what I've been focusing on primarily, particularly the last few years, is this whole idea of establishing those connections and working on the vehicles to get it done. And so the conference that I've been developing and this effort that we're currently involved in Nigeria seem to be providing us with some very viable ways to move this effort forward. So I've been working very, very hard at getting that done for the last 3.5, going on 4 years.
Okay.
You and Herschel are kindred souls, like-minded people with similar passion. Now, I want you to be aware now that this show is recorded and is going to be available for download on YouTube. So before we let Herschel in, why don't you tell us again what the URLs are, the websites for people to contact you or find out more information about the conferences.
We have a website. Go to panafricantradeconference.com. That's our website, panafricantradeconference.com. And that's an excellent website for not only getting some preliminary and ongoing information about our current efforts, but also we have 3 conference reports on the work that we've done over the last few years that you can download and read, and that'll give you an idea of what's inspiring us and what also is the direction that we're heading. Then to find out more about the genesis of this whole effort, you can go to www.africa-usa.org, and you'll be able to find out some information about the Africa-USA International Chamber of Commerce, which I'm the executive director of, and we can get an idea of what the chamber is about and how the chamber basically is working, has been working since 1992 to set up bilateral trade relations between Africa and the U.S., with particular emphasis on small business owners in the African-American community, to provide them with some business opportunities on the continent, but also to provide people on the continent with business opportunities here in the U.S.
Okay.
All right, Herschel, do you want to give Al a quick introduction of yourself and ask your question that you had relative to the conference?
Well, I appreciate the work that he's done for the past decade leading up to that historic year last year when we had the Diasporan Conference in Durban, South Africa for the first time that the African Union has ever held a conference that specifically dealt with the diaspora, and it was a long decade of 2002. So my background, I come from a diplomatic background in Africa. I was part of the senior honorary consul from the Republic of Guinea to the United States under the Honorable David Morrow, and I lived in Alexandria, Egypt, and visited earlier when I my naval career Morocco and a variety of nations in the northern sphere of what was Africa before Henry Kissinger. Now, see, he laughs. He knows what I'm talking about, okay? And so that's how you could talk about an old hand in the business and the new, okay? And so when you're talking about film market, Nigeria is wanting to build up to be equal to India, which is a film market. Bollywood, Nigeria also has a film market that they want to build up and that they're modeling, as a matter of fact, on India's model. But a little bit of the problem is Boko Haram is not happy about it. Okay. Remember, I said I worked for the the Guinean government at a time when the Nigerian government did not like Guinea. Okay. All right. So, film. I love it. I love the idea of film and the story. Like Jackie, I say more power to you. And in December. One of the things, are you, as a Chamber of Commerce, are you a 501c6?
Yeah, you know, we have been operating as a 501c3. We were incorporated as a 501c3 when I became the executive director. But I'm actually in the process of reincorporating the organization so it becomes a 501c6 organization.
People, we're talking arcane law, but when you're dealing in international, one thing you'll find out that what has happened in the past year is that the African Union has given us 4 votes in the civil society, and they're rather sticklers. Okay, and so I just wanted to and see that's again that experience is showing. Okay.
Yeah. That's the, you know, I've been working. Well, you probably know David Horn, right?
Well, I started back in this in high school. Slated to go and I had my Naval Academy appointment back in 1972. And I started going overseas at 16. And visiting places where I had no business to be, and it was an interesting time. Now, at this time, as we're elders, In Africa, Union has laid 5 requirements on us, so I assume you're familiar with those requirements.
Well, we're familiar with them, but, you know, really the main thing that we're concerned about and what we're trying to do is how we implement the invitation that they provided for us, right? So, the requirements are there. The question is, how do you make the requirements happen? And so that is essentially where we are right now. We're looking at what we're going to be doing specifically to implement all 5 and make all 5 viable. And then, of course, we've got to get the union to accept our strategic approach. And so we're negotiating all of that even as we implement the strategy that we've taken, that we're involved in, which essentially involves a number of things, but I guess the key components of it right now are setting up trade centers.
Can you hold one moment? We had some background noise. What I'm attempting to do is I'm going back into the studio. This came out. But, I'm not sure if someone's moving right now.
I think that was me, Jeff.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, we
yeah,
lost
I think that
Al.
Was me.
Al, are you
on? I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Al, are you familiar with the June 26 agreement that our ambassador to the African Union, Dr. Battle, signed with the African Union Deputy Commissioner?
That was June 26 of this year?
Yeah. We signed an amendment to the already established assistant agreement between the United States and the African Union.
Okay, I have not. Go ahead, please explain that. I have not seen that document.
All right, so this is the statement says the revised and expanded assistant agreement underscores the commitment of the United States to supporting the African Union through specific U.S. Agency for International Development programs. While the updated assistance agreement includes important changes, it also retains the core of the United States Agency for International Development's commitment to supporting the African Union's vision. Specifically, the assistance agreement focuses on accelerated implementation of policies and programs to achieve priority outcomes articulated in the African Union Commission Strategic Plan for 2014-2017. Through efforts to build capacity, USAID's support for the African Union will increase emphasis on enabling African Union Commission departments to work together in technical clusters while also improving partner and stakeholder coordination. The United States government will continue to participate as a full partner in working groups and the African Union joint program arrangements. Now, you can see that at fauprime.net. And the whole idea is that, as you know, that the African Union last year set out the goals and the framework. So I look forward to working with you in the multimedia arrangement. And as Jackie said, we in America as a whole have infrastructure that's been in place for that. And so if we can take it as a situation where 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 and that we equal a whole, I look forward to working with you in that context and with this.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and I think the important thing that has to be done is that there needs to be a collaboration created, a serious collaboration, where people are prepared to work together and support each other, and then to approach the union as a collaboration, a functioning collaboration that uses our joint methodologies and expertise as leverage to engage the union in that manner and not just individually. I heard what you read as far as the USAID program, but it has the same type of language that I run into all the time. You know, there's no specifics. It's just basically a philosophical statement. It talks about the I'm missing specifics in terms of exactly what they're going to do.
You have to read the AUC. Al, You have to read the AUC strategic plan for 2014-2017.
Okay.
So when Madam Zuma.
I will do that. I will do that.
Yeah, when Madam Zuma came in, yeah, she reorganized the organization of the African Union and propagated a plan, the AUC strategic plan, that goes along with her administration from 2014 through 2017.
Okay,
so what Ping had before, okay, in terms of broad statements, she went. Remember, she's a medical doctor.
Okay? Right.
She's not a politician per se. She's a politician, but she was first, okay, not only a medical doctor, but she was in the field. Remember, she had to flee South Africa. So
people were very happy to see her come on board, and up to including myself. So I'm not concerned about that part of it. I'm more concerned about the U.S. part of it, and exactly how the U.S. wants to be involved as a government entity.
Again, us as Americans. At least I can only speak for my organization in my involvement, is that we take it as a given what our government, we own the government. We've not acted like we own the government, but we own the government, and especially we own the government when it concerns Africa. We cannot depend upon President Obama to represent us in Africa because he's representing Monsanto.
Okay,
and other corporations, there. He's the president of all the United States who has not paid particular interest to Africa. I was there last year at the U.S.-Africa Business Conference. I was an invitee of the State Department, and so I was in the room. I was one of two black companies from America who was in the room with the diplomats and the business people. And they let us know. They're headed to China. They were headed to China right after the meeting here. And they didn't like what they heard relative to the United States. We could only do tranches of $250 million. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when they went to China, they got a line of credit for $20 billion. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So within that context, the whole thing that the president did in South Africa was to join the movement for lighting up Africa. He opened up the gates by agreeing to the African Union Commission because he signed this agreement on the 26th through his ambassador to the African Union. Then 2 days later, he met with Her Excellency Zuma, okay, and conferred on a face-to-face basis. And then he met with President Zuma of South Africa, and as you know, President Zuma of South Africa has joined BRICS to try and break the dollar as the world reserve currency.
Okay.
Sure.
Just so that we can maybe, you know, take this, bring this back a little bit, and
please.
Because, you know, we have a wide audience. This, you know, this is a digital drummer. But what we, you know, are interested in, you know, Al, is the one thing about the Urban Tech Fair, and Jim was saying that you're becoming very active in L.A., which for me is very exciting because, you know, we do have a Pacific infrastructure that, you know, like we're putting in place that will really help showcase and demonstrate you know, the value of collaboration. I think sometime in our communities, because it happens all over in the U.S., we are so far behind the eight ball on strategic collaboration, just on collaborating, no less doing strategic collaboration and understanding the value, because this has been a trend for some 15 years now, especially in the nonprofit sector. 15 or more years has been a large trend. But we're pretty behind on it. So that thing, that's what excited me most about when Jim shared the idea, the Urban Tech Fair, with me. And then, you know, I was able to shape it. But what I could see was that, wow, if, you know, we provide an infrastructure here, we can not just showcase different entities, but showcase the value of collaboration, because the Urban Tech Fair is nothing but a big collaboration.
and show how,
and then, you know, which I don't think was intentional, but the side thing came to bring us out from our tent corners. Tech can have a tendency, because it can be just you and your computer, you and your smartphone, you and your laptop, you know, it can be just you communicating it. We've stopped going outside and, you know, some connecting on that level. So we're excited about the Urban Tech Fair. It brings people from in their tent corners and, you know, into the community to realize all the things that their neighbors are doing, that the kids are doing, you know, like, you know, all this talk and sometimes can be so negative about our children, but they're doing some awesome things. And I just think we can tell all new stories. So
what I'm hoping we'll be able to do is create a permanent infrastructure that we can use to implement a lot of programs that are centered around local economic development, as well as linkages internationally for international trade and commerce. And, you know, this is a lot of what can be done now with the current technology doesn't necessarily require a lot of
travel,
of local infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
We can basically take what we're doing now and then basically just begin to set up a network where we support each other. And help each other, you know, to produce and distribute what it is that we do. And, you know, we have the resources. You know, we just got to quit acting like, you know, we absolutely need anybody's help other than what we already have. So we need to take a close look at what we've got, and then set up a permanent infrastructure that we can use to expand it and create a more effective, but also create a more effective way of working together so that we see something positive and concrete coming out of it that will last, you know, more than just the 30 months, the 30 days that we're talking about. You know, the fair itself.
Oh, we're hoping the Urban Tech Fair, you know, one of the things that I found working with nonprofits or just entities a lot of times in our community, period, whether white, black, or whatever, a lot of things is just a lack of knowledge.
Right.
We don't know. And literally, I mean, until the Urban Tech Fair, I didn't know how much tech was going on in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
But it took me working with Jim, you know, you know, over in L.A. to find out all the things going on in tech and Philly. And when I'm talking about in my neighborhood, I'm talking about right in my neighborhood, a state rep that I've been working with for over 20 years.
Oh.
You know, I went to him because I know he was into tech, but I didn't learn how deep and how much initiatives and how he actually started a digital committee in Harrisburg to make sure that we address these things. And he has it in these special trusts and things that he had that I didn't know about. And then from there, a lot of the different hackathons and a lot of different things that are going on in Philadelphia, I didn't realize until talking to Jim. And these are actually people that I know. So a lot of things we don't realize that we have, and therefore when people do go to put together programs, people who have ways and means, they feel that we don't have what we need because they don't know that it exists
here.
Yeah. And like I said, we literally may not know that the person up the street, you know, is, you know, a neuroscientist. You know, we just may not know that because, like I said, we've become kind of like, you know, self-centered, self-isolated. So that's the important thing that the Urban Tech Fair, and I trust because there's such innovation and such talent and resources existing, I trust that if we share the news and the information and showcase it, that we have And the will. Right now, we have the will to make these things happen. The BDPA has collaborated with other black tech organizations and multicultural organizations across the country. Instead of them fighting, they've come together in agreement and came up with an agenda for technology to take to the White House. And that's the first. So they're showing a willingness. We're, you know, starting to realize, look, we can't do this all by ourselves, and, you know, we can't be one show pony and I'm the only hero. We're learning how to come together and work together for the good. So, like you say, these are just things we've made, we don't realize that are actually going on as we speak. So, you know, we have a lot of things going on, and what we don't want to do is move too horizontal without some vertical movement. And, so when we become aware, okay, I don't just have the idea. I found that so-and-so can develop it. So-and-so can distribute it. So-and-so has a retail outlet for it. You know, and all of these people are accessible to me, and I won't have to be blocked because of who I am or who I'm not, who I am not.
Yeah, and your point is well taken. Most of the resources that we need, we already have. We just have to find out of where they are and how we can work together to support each other. And that's what community is all about. And this is basically why I was interested in what Jim was doing and why I want to support it. Because to me, it's the next level. It's the next place we got to go to bring ourselves back together as a community, both culturally and economically.
All right. Well,
that's the interest that I have.
Okay. Now I'm going to bring Jim back in because we got about 8 more minutes to go. Jim?
Oh, yes. You know, and, you know, this has been a beautiful conversation. And, you know, he's got it. He understands totally what we're trying to do relative when he was talking about a major collaboration coming together as multiple entities to create a powerful singular force. And just for your information, Al, along with Herschel and the FAU, we're also collaborating with the African Scientific Institute. They're on board as well. So in terms of opening up new markets and being able to have access to the ministers and the credibility we need to get our proposals and our projects read, as you said earlier, we have those resources within our group. It's just a matter of us all coming on one accord and being on a singular mission to promote our community instead of our individual ideas.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, Al, would you like to impart us? I mean, I know you said December in the conference, and I did want to share, Al, in the URL you left out one thing. It is the it's www.pan-african-globaltradeconference.com.
Okay, these are hyphen out. It's www.panafricanglobaltradeconference.com.
Okay.
And that'll do it. That'll put you into the website, and then you'll get to basically, it'll tell all as far as where we're going, where we've been, and where we're going.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
now,
but can you? Go ahead. I was going to say, if you could give us the date and then also let us know what opportunities are there for people to engage. How can they engage the conference?
Right. Now, the date is December 11th through the 13th. We'll be in Lagos, Nigeria. Okay. The opportunities for engagement primarily are twofold. One, we are looking for people who can who can provide technical expertise as well as strategic approaches to engaging in broadband for the purpose of distribution and production of Pan-African content for film, entertainment, and for film, music, and television. Okay, we're also looking at opportunities for people to sell technology to the Nollywood community who are looking to buy state-of-the-art technology to improve the quality of what it is they're currently doing right now. Herschel is correct in his description of the current Nollywood phenomenon, if you will, that they are rivals to a certain extent of Bollywood, but they're also working to try to improve what they do. And they're looking for American technology, among others, to come in and help them do it. And they have a particular interest in working with African Americans. So we have an opportunity for people to come in and to provide, to sell technology. We're going to have a trade pavilion at the site, and booths will be available for people who can come in and set up to sell that technology. We will have the pricing for that available, preferably before the end of the summer. The other thing that we're looking for people to do, though, is to present papers. And we're going to be screening potential presenters and asking them to come forward to provide us with a content that actually talks about the future in terms of what we're doing now, but also how that relates to what we can do in the future in this area, in this particular industry. We're going to be industry focused, and we're going to try to set up workshops and exhibits that provide people with an opportunity to engage with each other, to feature what it is they do, and also provide the U.S.-based work that we're talking about as a plan B option to even what they're doing in Africa right now.
Okay. So, again, if you want to learn more, go to www.panafricanglobaltradeconference.com, and you can learn more. And you can also connect with Al Washington as president of the Africa USA Chamber of Commerce at www.africa-usa.org.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And Al, I am going to connect you with Mike Dennis. Mike Dennis is he's head of what's called Real Black here in Philadelphia. And they have our film festival. He's how I learned about their firm movement. He's a wonderful marketer and great, before the firm movement, they were established as a group to get people to support black film as a grassroots movement. And so I'm going to have Mike contact you because he can directly connect you with Eva DeVay, even though she's in your area. He has her direct contact. So I will ask Mike to contact you, okay?
I look forward to it. Look forward to it. And Herschel, are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay, Herschel, I'm looking forward to talking with you more about all this great information you laid on me tonight. I'd like to get more specifics from you about, and particularly your opinion about all this, these resolutions that have come out of the U.S. and the AU and where you think we need to go from here?
Just go to the website, fauprime.net. It's all up there back to 1885 when the United States and 13 nations divided up Africa. The Africa we know today was set in place in 1885.
Yeah, and, the Berlin Treaty, I hear you.
Yeah, so we got all that up there, okay, and we look forward to the FAU Fashion Art Music Entertainment Committee. We're going to have a hangout tomorrow in the launch of FAU Ghana, so, if you send me if you have a Google Plus account, send me a email at fauprime@mail.com. I'm sure you get a chance to be on the hangout.
Thank you very much.
I believe that Al is going to be – well, Al is not going to be at the meeting that we're having tomorrow here in L.A. with the L.A. team. He's going to be available through the phone. But I'll make sure he gets the information so that if he is at a computer, he can tie into the Google Hangout.
Great.
All right, that's fine. There's two Hangouts tomorrow, Al. There's your time, there's one at 3 o'clock, which is the Fashion Art Music Entertainment. Then your time at 6 stuff. Okay. It's your time. It's 9 o'clock. Is the UTF LA organizing committee member. And just remember when you get a chance and you join that you knew some as the city organizer for LA. And,
okay. All righty. Well, gentlemen, we stopped running live, but we still are recording. And this is the digital drummer, Jim Newsom, with Urban Tech Fair Talk on the radio. And we always like to close out with some wisdom. So my question to you, gentlemen, and we're going to start with you, Herschel, then we're going to go to Jim, and Al, you're going to close us out. If you had 30 seconds and the whole world listening, what would you say? 30 seconds. Go ahead, Herschel.
President, let people go. Let the $1.25 trillion request that half of you be implemented. Give us the money for Main Street the same way you gave $16 trillion to.
Okay. Jim?
All right. The Urban Tech Fair is about access, education, and commerce, about opening up new markets, generating new services and new goods in our community, discovering Silicon Valley and all the resources, talent, and experience that you need in your own backyard.
Okay. I'm going to give my 30 seconds. Collaborate. Learn to support one another. Let us lift each other up so we can feel the trickle down. Ow.
Our ancestors learned how to survive Jim Crow, separate but equal, and lynching by collaborating, creating Black Wall Street communities, and surviving that onslaught so that we're here today to even have this discussion. All we have to do is look back at our past, see what our ancestors have done, come together, share resources, and we can do it again.
Okay. This has been the Digital Drummer, Jim Newsom, with Urban Tech Talk on the radio. And this is Mass Degree Radio, and we speak for everyone. Peace and love.
So we don't, we ain't.